it's Monday night at Sophia's, a small nightclub in the Times Square district. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, resplendent in tuxedos, are on stage above the dance floor, hell-bent on taking their audience of aficionados, dancers, and the merely curious back to the hotsy-totsy 1920s and 30s, all through the magic of the era's big band sound. Vince Giordano is the band leader. He alternates between string bass, tuba, and saxophone. He's been in love with the music of that era since he was a child.
This music reflects a period of time in America when things were very upbeat, maybe a little naive, that were experimental. People had this great festive mood and mode, and they just wanted to live life to the fullest. They didn't have much conveniences, but in their lives they had a lot. These people were just excited about anything that came out that was new and different. They just went bonkers.
Giordano says the exuberance of this music was new to America in the 1920s. The jazz age, often fueled by liquor despite prohibition, contrasted with the restrained formality of the earlier Victorian era. And although the music was all American, its beating heart was New York.
The thing that's amazing about New York is that everybody in all styles wound up here. They came here, whether it was the ragtime fellows like Scott Joplin coming here in the early days. You had the early jazz people like Louis Armstrong and James B. Johnson, the next generation of musicians like the Benny Goodmans and Dorsey Brothers, and they all came here to play with bands, record, be on the radio, the swing bands, you know, the great bands up in Harlem, the bebop scene, you know, everything came to New York, and we just all sat down and had a feast.
The feast that Giordano prepares every week takes hours of work. For example, he plans which songs from his archive of 60,000 songs he will feature, and
you got the musicians that have to know this language. This is a special language to play this music. It's something you have to study, and you have to listen, and then speak on your instrument. Back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, it was easy, because everyone was speaking that language. But a lot of water has passed under the bridge since those times.
But for saxophone player and clarinetist Daniel Levinson, as with many of the other 10 Nighthawks, this music is modern enough.
It doesn't feel like nostalgia. When I hear this music, it feels natural to me, and I forget that this music is 80, 90 years old. Playing this music, it's absolutely mesmerizing.
When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Romance is alive and well at Sophia's. In a dimly lit booth near the bandstand, Sandy Sakharov snuggles up to Bob Stichman, her longtime boyfriend. He's nearly old enough to remember when this music was new.
A lot of young people, they don't know this kind of music. If more of them were introduced to this kind of music, I think they would love it.
The music is from the heart. It's so wonderful.
And the dancing is marvelous.
In fact, to judge by their perfect Charleston, Lindy Hop, and Jitterbug moves on the dance floor, many young, or at least young-ish, people have discovered this world. You can tell by the look of concentration and joy on the faces of Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks that that's a world they plan to inhabit for decades to come. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Thank you so much, folks.